Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В списке 1-6 есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
According to the U.S. Constitution, the president must be elected every 4 years. To become a U.S. president, you must be 35 or older, be a U.S. citizen born in the USA, have lived in the USA at least 14 years. You can only serve 2 terms. This means you can only be a president twice. This became law in 1951. Before that, the law was different. In fact, Franklin Roosevelt became president in 1933 and was still president when he died in 1945.
Speaker B.
The United States has 2 main political parties, the Democrats, the donkey, and the Republicans, the elephant. There are other political parties too, but they play little, if any, role. There are no clear differences between the Republican and the Democratic parties. The Republicans tend to be more conservative and have more support among the upper classes. The Democrats tend to be more liberal and have more support among their working classes.
Speaker C.
The party delegates gather cheerfully together to unite behind one presidential candidate. The Republicans usually meet in Philadelphia and the Democrats meet in Los Angeles. They choose their presidential candidates and it's not unusual for them to vote several times. They also create their party's platform. The candidates travel up and down the country, giving speeches and appearing on TV.
Speaker D.
The election campaign is a costly thing. The candidates want you to know why they should live in a big White House on Pennsylvania Avenue. They face each other in national debates. They have to answer difficult questions about taxes, education, foreign policy. All the country watches them. People want to know if they answer all questions, if they sound confident, if they look smart.
Speaker E.
Americans want to be proud of their president. They like him to be good-looking, religious, and a good family man. They want him to be strong, to be a good talker, and to be confident about the future. A president has to make his job look easy and smile confidently on TV. But in fact, this job is a difficult one. He couldn't do as much as he would like or as the country expects him to do.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
According to the U.S. Constitution, the president must be elected every 4 years. To become a U.S. president, you must be 35 or older, be a U.S. citizen born in the USA, have lived in the USA at least 14 years. You can only serve 2 terms. This means you can only be a president twice. This became law in 1951. Before that, the law was different. In fact, Franklin Roosevelt became president in 1933 and was still president when he died in 1945.
Speaker B.
The United States has two main political parties, the Democrats, the donkey, and the Republicans, the elephant. There are other political parties too, but they play little, if any, role. There are no clear differences between the Republican and the Democratic parties. The Republicans tend to be more conservative and have more support among the upper classes. The Democrats tend to be more liberal and have more support among their working classes.
Speaker C.
The party delegates gather cheerfully together to unite behind one presidential candidate. The Republicans usually meet in Philadelphia and the Democrats meet in Los Angeles. They choose their presidential candidates and it's not unusual for them to vote several times. They also create their party's platform. The candidates travel up and down the country, giving speeches and appearing on TV.
Speaker D.
The election campaign is a costly thing. The candidates want you to know why they should live in a big White House on Pennsylvania Avenue. They face each other in national debates. They have to answer difficult questions about taxes, education, foreign policy. All the country watches them. People want to know if they answer all questions, if they sound confident, if they look smart.
Speaker E.
Americans want to be proud of their president. They like him to be good-looking, religious, and a good family man. They want him to be strong, to be a good talker, and to be confident about the future. A president has to make his job look easy and smile confidently on TV. But in fact, this job is a difficult one. He couldn't do as much as he would like or as the country expects him to do.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.